Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, I think Vegas is actually showing us something very interesting about Kansas City. Vegas does not believe in the Chiefs in the short term. They were a home underdog to the Eagles. They are a home underdog to the Baltimore Ravens. I think if you want to play this thing out a couple more weeks, I think they'll be a home underdog to the Detroit Lions, especially if the Lions beat the two teams in front of them. They got Cleveland and Cincinnati their next 2 weeks, so no reason to think that they're not coming into Arrowhead 4-1 when that game happens. I think, like Baltimore, like Philadelphia, the Lions will be a slight favorite against Kansas City. I think what Vegas is telling you is, in the short term, they are not big Chiefs believers, but long term, you still have to maintain a level of respect for the Chiefs. You just can't be discounting long-term Chiefs futures right now in Vegas, because a lot of people would hop on them. That's why I said in last week's show, if you are still very high on the Chiefs and their ability to win this division, still really high on this team and their ability to be the one seed, to make a deep run in the postseason, get back to another Super Bowl, you will never get prices as cheap as they are right now. They're discounted. I mean, they're not just giving the Chiefs away in the AFC. They're not 15-1, 20-1. But right now in the division, you're getting it plus 250, plus 275 that they're going to win the AFC West. You never get that kind of odds for the Kansas City Chiefs because they're always the overwhelming favorite in their division. So I think in the short term, Vegas is telling you they're not very high on Kansas City. But long term, I think in a lot of ways, that kind of mirrors how the public and how you guys feel about the Kansas City Chiefs and all of these things. Are we ready to add two more teams to this conversation? Are we ready to add the Chargers and the Steelers to this conversation? Now, I think it is important to add this delineation. I don't think the Steelers can win the Super Bowl, but if I'm taking a look at the landscape of the AFC, is there anybody else outside of these five teams that I think can be the team that represents the AFC in February in San Francisco? Like, are you ready to put the Broncos on this list? Because the Broncos might be the third best team in their division. I don't think we're putting them in the Super Bowl contender conversation. You can't put Cincinnati in there right now with the injury. Certainly no other team in the AFC East is worthy of that distinction. I'm not a believer in the Colts, not in a Super Bowl sense. The Colts, we see a team like the Colts every single year. They're going to win 10, 11 games. They're going to lose in the first round of the postseason. And the next year, whenever we give our preseason predictions about who we think is going to miss the postseason, the Colts will be the first team that we all suggest of no chance they're making the postseason this year. I just already can kind of tell you how that Colts season is going to go. They go 10-7. They lose on the road to Baltimore in the first round of the postseason in a closer than people expect kind of game. And then we move on with the rest of our lives. I feel like that's it. I feel like we have seen 3 weeks of the NFL, and I can already pretty definitively tell you one of the Super Bowl teams in the AFC is one of those five teams. Kansas City, Baltimore, Buffalo, the Chargers, or the Steelers. Now, you can agree or disagree on how much of a contender pretender you think the Chargers or the Steelers are, but those are the only teams to me that, to me, have the weapons, have the quarterback, have the head coach, have the talent. Those are the only teams that I think worthy of being placed in that conversation with the other three big teams in the AFC.
So here's the thing. I don't think two of those teams belong in that conversation. First and foremost, let's start with the Steelers. Now, this is just my personal opinion on the Steelers. There's not a lot of data to back this up, but they feel like they are doing what the Steelers do every year. It is their destiny in life to be 9-8, and it feels like they're just on a path to 9-8. Now, maybe they'll go to, where's, is the game in Dublin this week? Is it Ireland is the first leg of the Vikings trip? Maybe they'll go to Ireland and they'll beat the Vikings and they'll be 3-1 and they look like world beaters. I had to eat my words, but they just look like the regular old Steelers with a quarterback we know. So I don't have them in the Super Bowl category, no. And I don't think at 1-2 with one of the worst defenses in the NFL, you can have the Ravens in the Super Bowl category. Not right now. Maybe they tighten up. Maybe they come into Kansas City and get a big win.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And maybe their defense starts looking like the defense that we thought their team could be. It could change. Data points will add new results. But I don't think in week four of the NFL season, you can convince me that the Ravens are a Super Bowl threat. Derrick Henry is fumbling every time he touches the football. Their defense is leaking like you wouldn't believe. And, I mean, they were their only wins against what we think is maybe one of the worst teams in the NFL at home. I don't know the Ravens can be in this conversation right now because of how bad their defense is and because I don't think Derrick Henry is the same Derrick Henry we've seen in the past.
Am I at least, is it fair for me to give this caveat right now? Because I see people agreeing with you. I actually feel like Baltimore isn't a contender due to their defense. I think that is a fair point. Can I see what that looks like against a team like Kansas City? And I only bring that up because it feels like over the last couple of days, we've talked about the Ravens defense like it's the Cowboys defense. The Cowboys defense is getting cooked up by Caleb Williams. The Cowboys defense is getting cooked up by Russell Wilson, who might never make another start in the National Football League. The Ravens defense got beat by Josh Allen and Jared Goff in the Lions offense. Now, if the Chiefs offense looks a lot right now, while Chiefs can't really run the football super effectively and don't have their number one and number two wide receiver, I am happy to come back on here next week and we can have all the conversation in the world we need to have about Baltimore's defense. I just don't want to overreact because they were in a shootout with the Bills and the Lions. I'm not ready to say that Baltimore's defense is not good. It's not what I thought it was going to be. I'm not eliminating them because those two teams scored against you. Those two teams will score against just about any team in the National Football League.
Maybe I am playing both ends of the middle, or whatever that saying is. But I don't know what happens on Sunday really changes my thought all that much about the Ravens' defense. Either A, the Chiefs go up and down the field against them, and they look like the Chiefs of old, and which I will tell you, Yeah, the Ravens' defense is bad. They're, what, 31st against the rush, 32nd against the pass? Like, they are one of the worst defenses in the NFL statistically. So if on Monday the Chiefs are cooking them, you can join the conversation, but I'm going to do a lot of, I told you so, that Ravens' defense is bad. And let's say the Ravens' defense looks like the Ravens' defense we thought, the Ravens' defense we grew up with, and they win a slugfest, or they're in a slugfest. They don't have to win. They're in a slugfest in Kansas City, defensive battle. I'll be telling you, you know why their defense look good? The Chiefs' offense kind of stinks. So right now, the two viable teams the Ravens have faced, the two offenses we think are Super Bowl quality, the Ravens have been horrible. The one offense they faced, their defense looked viable, was a team that's fighting for Garrett Nussmeier in 9 months. That's their destiny with the Cleveland Browns. So I don't know that this Sunday changed my opinion about the Ravens' defense, because either it plays well, but the Chiefs' offense isn't playing well, so grain of salt, or it plays poorly, which of course is going to play poorly. It's a bad defense. I feel like this Sunday doesn't change my opinion on the Ravens' D at all.
Now, someone asked a very fair question. Carrington, have you changed your stance on Justin Herbert? Not fully, but let me tell you where I am right now with the Chargers. Let me tell you where I am right now with Justin Herbert. What if, and this is just a thought, what if the Chargers are this year's 2017 Atlanta Falcons? You remember that year, it was a really good year for Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan won MVP that year, and the Falcons went to the Super Bowl. Before then, Matt Ryan had no playoff success. Leading into that season in which they lost the Super Bowl, Matt Ryan was 1-4 in his postseason career. They had good regular seasons. He played pretty poorly. I mean, in his first three postseason losses, Matt Ryan threw for less than 200 yards in all of those games. He then eventually kind of turned things around a little bit. They got the right team, the right year, and the Falcons had one good run. It's obviously a lot of football left to be played, but I don't want to just solely look at it through the lens of, well, you've never done it before, so that means you can't do it. Well, nobody has done anything until you do it for the first time, right? So I'm at least open to the possibility of, hey, maybe the Chargers are pretty good this year. You got a good coach. You got a capable quarterback. I think their offense has just about all of the things that you need. Quentin Johnston is one of the most improved players this year in the National Football League. Let's see if they can get the run game going just a little bit. Their defense has been pretty good so far. If you think the AFC West is one of the better divisions in the National Football League, the Chargers have beaten all three of those teams. So we can't ask the question, who have you beaten? Well, you beat Kansas City, you beat Denver, you went on the road and you beat the Raiders. We at least got to give you respect for the games that you have won so far. I'm simply asking the question, what if? Because we do not look at that Falcons team as some all-time kind of team. It was a team that just kind of popped up out of nowhere. It was a team that just had one really good season where Matt Ryan put everything together. They lost in the Super Bowl, and then we basically never heard from the Falcons again. What if the Chargers are the 2017, 2018? What if they're that version of the Atlanta Falcons?
It's a good comparison, and me and the texter just see this differently, and that's fine. I kind of tried my best, and sometimes I fall, to take each NFL season in a vacuum. You're right. Justin Herbert, with a different coach and a different offensive line, different offensive coordinator, different weaponry, 3 years ago went down to Jacksonville and had one of the worst playoff losses in NFL history. And they did lose in the playoffs last year, and Justin Herbert looked bad. But do I think because those things have happened in his past that this team that looks good in week four and has beaten all the division opponents, like you said, including the Kansas City Chiefs, is incapable because of their history? No. Do I think they're going to make the Super Bowl? No. But they are absolutely capable. Good coach, good quarterback, and their defense is playing really well early in the season. They're a team that is viable. Do I think they're going to make it? No. But your Falcons analogy is perfect. And I'm sure if we went through each Super Bowl year by year, we can find a lot of teams you're like, oh, they just kind of made it that one year. Like the Nick Foles Eagles fall into this category too. You would have said no chance. They did make it. Maybe that's who the Chargers are.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food.
The Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza. New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza. There's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.